You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. The whole crew is in the building. Starting off with my man Jay Moore with the shoelace joint. I see you. How are you, sir?
Doing well. You know, peace, freedom, and reparations.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know the vibes.
I know the vibes. I know the vibes. Oh, man. Longevity rocking the little brother merch. I see you, brother.
Yeah. Oh, what was that? I thought you were going to say more, you know, like, no, like just, hi or something.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
How'd you obtain that?
I bought it.
Okay.
Yeah, with money.
Online?
No, I bought it at the thing we talked about last week.
Okay. Yeah. I was just checking, man. Fit, though. Fit is important.
It fits good. That's why I'm okay with it.
So. Well, you get what you pay for, right?
Sometimes.
Not often these days.
Yeah.
You ever been, you been to the grocery store lately? You do not get what you pay for.
I'm so plain today, man. I'm just in a regular hoodie. Everybody's stunned. My man DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
How are you, sir?
Not too bad, man.
A tribe sweatshirt is hard, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Homage. This is a hip hop podcast.
Come on, man. Come on.
You know?
Y'all really showing out today. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
20 of them groups.
Just
one of them
good.
He's got on one of them groups.
He's got on one of them groups.
He's got on one of those jerseys, you know.
Yeah.
You got one on one of those shirts too.
So I'm just olive green, bro. Yeah, olive green. But do y'all eat olives?
No. But there's a pair of olive green shoes that I want to buy. They're like the Nike Lunar joints. They're like duck boots, kind of. But they got an olive green kind of like base.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to buy them.
I got some olive green dunks somewhere.
I got some Air Max to go with this. They over there.
If so I see them at my favorite shoe store, I'll pick a pair up.
Good luck. They ain't going to have those at that store, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, I can always look.
Yeah.
I want to talk. Let's talk Ice Spikes, man.
Great.
Can we talk that?
You thought I would feel you?
So she was interviewed by Complex and actually says that she respects the opinion of music critics. I didn't see this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her for also saying that she understands that her flow, she's not a lyricist.
Oh, yeah.
She raps.
You don't say.
You don't say.
Thought I was feeling you. There we go.
She doesn't make music for, you know, the lyrical crowd or whatever. She's aware of that. Self-awareness. We love self-awareness.
So she makes it simple.
You know, she's trying to get these records out here. It's simple. It's digestible. And, you know, they going to chart.
Just keep shooting the video in the bodega.
That's it. What is working. If it ain't broke, you know what I'm saying? We're going to use that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But she's in relation to the critics.
I don't want
to
say something.
He does. I
made a pledge, so I can't.
Yeah,
can't
you're doing
it,
good,
yeah.
Bro. You got it.
He's acting like a Jim Carrey on Liar Liar.
But here's her comment as it relates to music critics. She said they actually study music and care about it. So I feel like I'd rather hear their opinion. I'm more interested in that because at least it'll be paragraphs explaining what they feel. I'm sorry, why they feel that way. And I'll be able to understand the person better versus just one little hateful ass comment from a private page.
That's
at least
facts.
There's an author and a face attached to it.
Facts.
So
times a thousand.
I got to give her peace for being to acknowledge
that's real.
That's real, right?
Yeah.
Like I didn't see this coming. So when I saw the title, I said this might be misleading and there might be context. We talked about context, but for her to say that, I don't know if that's media training or whatever. But dang, salute to her.
Remember I just
what?
Said
that's hilarious.
What?
She can't have a conscious thought.
Man, I mean,
unless it's media training.
I mean, do the record. I
you
mean
I was
this, yeah, like what am I missing?
No, I was like, just gonna
just
say like
that's just funny.
Go ahead, Lone, I'm sorry.
No, we've said many times when I just said like who is everybody? Because I don't care about everybody.
Right.
It's the same thing. Comments upon comments, a bunch of people that are miserable at the world just spouting their opinions out in the void. Well, Terry said it best a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember what he said, but it was super funny. Yeah, I absolutely agree with what she's saying.
Look, it shows that she has a level of self-awareness that I don't think most artists have.
Thank you.
Because that when you could tell somebody who clearly doesn't care about being a good rapper, hey man, you're not a good rapper, it'd be like, man, whatever, I'm getting this money, and it becomes
y'all hate
they me. Become a real defensive situation. You know, she's like, yeah, you guys are right. I'm not a lyrical rapper. you know, this is what I'm doing. And you know what? It is what it is. I'd rather you be that than somebody who's offended every time we say, you know what, this ain't it. Now, from our perspective, you know, she probably understands I am doing particularly well because you can say what you want about her music. She is a top tier, beautiful girl with a whole lot of ass.
And she has that little move she does where she bends over and grabs herself.
Exactly. And, you know, she knows how to look at the camera.
Mm-hmm. She does.
She knows how to give interviews. You know, and she has parlayed that to being like, you know, just a girl.
To keep that carrot top curly.
Yeah. Yep.
So she's straight when it had to be.
She's figured out how to do just like a little independent song to having a song with Nicki Minaj in the Barbie movie. You know, song is terrible, but it's still out there and it's in the Barbie movie.
The hook is what it is on that song, though.
I mean, I don't even know how song is it the same Barbie girl song that
they remixed it, but the hook is what does it for that song. And,
but you know what, the video was way better than the song, and I appreciate that.
She won a Grammy on Mute.
Yeah, and so I can appreciate the fact that she understands where she is in the game, and it's not going. I'm glad she's not stressed out about the fact that people like us really don't care for her music,
bro. She's
not personal.
It's not personal at all. But you know, based on how I enjoy hip hop, no, I think what you do is not great. I enjoy seeing you. I think you're a great personality. I think you're a great content creator. But as far as being an artist, I can't give you that. I'm sorry.
I mean, in the interview, she clarified that the appeal of her music is less about lyrical content and more about the performance and intensity. She explains that she wants to keep her lyrical content simple and digestible for maximum enjoyment.
Well, don't bring up performance because you're not a good performer, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, if
she's telling y'all what she's doing.
She's telling you the piece that gets them going, the provocative part.
But yeah. this is me coming from, like, who says we need to bring back booing.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I watched the Rolling Louds and whatnot, and like, you don't even have to really have your microphone on. And as long as you make sure to bend over and shake your ass at a certain point when the chorus comes up, then they feel like they've got their money's worth. Me, there's a part of me that would enjoy it, but the part that loves hip hop would want to boo.
Yeah.
But that is the highlight of her performance. So
I'm talking about V.
If I go to see an Ice Spice performance, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, if she doesn't do that and you go see it, you want your money back.
Yeah.
That's what we came here for.
Otherwise, why am I here?
I came here for the ass shaking. I'm not here for you to try to struggle through these lyrics.
I'm not. But it sounds like she knows that.
I need to bend over move once every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes, you're being very generous. I need it once every minute and a half.
Come on, man. She ain't going to be able to get the lyrics out if it's once every, you know.
Are we really worried about the lyric getting out?
That would suggest that she's actually saying every word.
Yeah. See, no, she almost
but she does
fire.
Try. She does try sometimes.
She almost caught on fire a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. What?
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that. No.
She almost had a Michael Jackson moment.
Word?
Yeah, I saw that too. It was like the pyro stuff. Yeah. I've seen videos of her actually trying to some degree on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's not over there just straight dancing. Like she is, it's typically her voice on her lyrics and her microphone's typically lower than the song. But
that's what everybody does now, unfortunately.
But she was trying at least to an extent. I mean, the bar is super low, but you know.
I mean, the fact that she has self accountability and awareness. Be like, yo, I know what I am. This is what I'm doing. And shout out to the critics.
He just knows it's going to appeal to people like us.
Is that what this is about?
I don't know.
Then come on the show.
No, she can't.
Why not?
We don't like to interview.
Because we don't
I just
do
want
that.
Her to sit there.
Just like, I don't want to talk to you. Just if you come sit on the couch.
She can be off camera.
Just sit there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but you know what? Once again, even as much as I talk bad about these whack rappers.
Yeah.
Shout out to her for getting that Dunkin' Donuts deal.
Hey. That's big.
You know what I'm saying? She's sitting in the donut shop with Ben Affleck.
Hey, man, get your munch balls on.
At the end of the day, you know, like, it's a capital wrench.
Capitalism.
Capital.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get past munch balls.
I know, I was trying to let it season a little bit. Yeah. Just let the munch ball season. Yeah. But,
the munch balls.
No, I mean, like, when it comes down to it, I'd rather see somebody, you know, exploit capitalism the other way around. So there's that.
Let's try some Bow Wow comments.
Chad Moss
is upset, and he's mad because he wants to bring back artist development because a lot of trash has been put out.
He's just been listening to JD because this is literally the same sentiment that JD said like a month ago.
I don't know though, man, because he said, because we talked about A&Rs and we've talked about it, but Bow Wow came out and said, can we please bring back artist development?
That's exactly what JD said though a month ago.
So you think he biting JD? Because I didn't hear JD.
JD wrote all his lyrics, so I didn't, you know how that goes.
I didn't hear JD call any artist trash.
Is
that what he said?
He didn't have to call them trash without saying that they need artist development. Like, we even talked about it on the show.
You can say the quiet part. Quiet. You know what I mean?
Well, he doesn't have to be specific and say you're trash.
Why do you have a what's your take on this?
I mean,
it says DJ Envy disagrees. So
DJ Envy, once Bow Wow said basically bring back A&Rs, people putting out trash music. The music sounds the same, same tempo, same vibe. You know, the stuff that we've heard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The stuff that works.
The stuff that definitely works. We talked about the algorithm earlier. Envy said, I think it's just a matter of time. I just think that we're, let me make sure I got this right. I just think that we're just consuming so much music now, and it's kind of hard for music to stick. Usually we have music and we rock for a whole summer or a couple of months. We just talked about that. But now it seems like we're turning music over too fast. So he says that's the problem versus the actual lack of talent, the actual lack of effort, the actual lack of A&R. It's just that the music comes out too fast now. That's what
everybody wants it now. Everybody's like the blueberry chick, not the blueberry chick. Remember the chick on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it now, and she got put out first. I think she's the first person that left. Or was it that fat boy?
Didn't he kill all those people in that movie?
He did. It's actually a horror movie.
But DC, Bow Wow also Bow Wow also sounds like the trends that we saw with, I'm trying to backtrack. It was what's my boy name from 3-6 Mafia that talked about the
Juicy J.
And then it was
Wallow.
He says, you really got to have talent. You really got to. I think people are starting to get tired of it now. That's why you don't see nothing charting. This is Bow Wow.
I think all these public figures that we are seeing talk about this now are just behind the times because people have been talking about this for years.
Is that what it is? Because it feels like we're in a wave of this conversation now from people publicly.
It's almost like they just woke up.
I feel like we've talked about it, but who are we? But
Juicy J and them didn't go through no A&R and no artist development.
True.
Yeah, you got me there.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be like, let's see how we could let's see if we can get Slob on My Knob in some commercials.
Yeah.
And let's see if we could just tone this down a little. Like Cardi B talked about this on the new Bongo song, which I talk about is Dead on Arrival, to where, of course, they had to record the club version and then we got to get it on the radio,
right?
And so she talked about how she had to change certain lyrics and they kept you can do that, but you're probably taking away from what Cardi B is to try to censor her and make whatever she does more palatable for the masses, you know, because if you'd have did that for
WAP
gangster B music.
I mean, because they technically did do it for WAP, but it was so insinuating that you couldn't really get around it.
Yeah, true. But so when people talk about artist development, like art and developing to do what, first of all? To have a wider range of appeal. Because right now the nasty music is what's got the most appeal. Like I've done high school proms and DJ'd and hosted those events, and even when we try to play the clean versions, you know what all those juniors and seniors do? They yell out all the nasty words.
Exactly.
You know, and so like this is a time where like they used to be able to hide stuff from us. You know, if we only listened to the radio, they could hide what the real version of something was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't know it was that much nastier until we bought the tape or the CD.
Yeah.
Right.
Like now that everything is on your phone, these kids get the uncut raw immediately. You can't hide nothing from your children.
Feel flying filth.
And so when you're trying to make
you lost some people with that one.
When you're trying to make something mass market and accessible to people, like you got to understand the nastiness is already, that's already mass market. So, you know, people talk about the quality of, there's nothing you could look. There's only so many rappers that people are excited about. Yeah. And if they don't all come out at the same time, yeah, numbers are going to be down. Yeah. Like as much as, you know, what's her name? Sexy Red, like when you look at where her music is on the charts, people listen to it in the club, but after the club, they go home and they have a little bit of use for it, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say for Ice Spice. Like, it works in spaces, but are people flocking to that music really in the part where they could quantify it and monetize it? Only but so much.
So
that's where Drake honestly is important, because he drives those. That's Drake, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. These people who you see, these are the people even keeping the music industry alive.
Right.
You know, because honestly, everyone else is just like little blips here and there. Even if it seems like they're popular, they're not driving the industry. And they're not driving, they may drive the algorithm for a couple months, but they're not driving the industry, and they're not generating the revenue to really keep this thing alive.
Right. And then with Bow Wow, too, though, he started his career as a very young kid. So he had to go through artist development. He had to develop into an artist.
Coaching.
At this point in time in his career, I mean, he's on a decline. He's touring using all old stuff. He doesn't use anything new. So where does that artist development come in? You know what I'm saying? If you're releasing new stuff and it's not quite working for you.
But also, at one point, you were only going to be on The View, The Tonight Show, maybe a morning show in a local place where you're getting ready to go. Your tour date stopped. You know, now when you talk about artists, they sit down with The Breakfast Club. They sit down with Vlad. They sit down with Art of Dialogue. They sit down with Math Hoffa. They sit down with anybody who's got a little channel. And so you don't have to have the same polish.
Mm-hmm.
You can get on there and cuss and be raw and say what you got to say. It used to be like you had to go through almost the charm school that, you know, if you look up the history of Motown,
like, yeah.
They made, you know, you had to learn how to get in.
It was in a separate building.
You had to learn to get in and out of a car. Yeah. You had to know which fork to eat with. Mm-hmm. They don't do that to anybody else anymore.
I think you look like you were about to say something. I don't want you to lose your train of thought unless you already have.
Yeah, I've lost it. But
my fault.
No,
I was going to kick it to you.
No, that's cool. I feel like we've had this conversation so many different ways and so many different places. Sometimes it gets a little boring to me. That's just the real. The music industry, if all these popular artists went away, it would still be here. It would just be replaced by other people, whether that be talent or whether that be non-talent. The music industry is not gone.
AI.
The music industry is never going away. So I don't think that the argument of we have to worry about that is really relevant in that aspect.
So let me ask you this, then, since, you know, she said it's something that we've, you know, approached from X amount of angles, depending on who talks about what. We always talk about evolution. We've been here long enough to live through evolution. So is the A&R 100% dead and unnecessary moving forward?
No.
Why would you say no?
I let him answer. I was just saying no.
Because it sounds like it's like, you know, the music industry is going to be here, which it will. But so many people are speaking like the A&R. The music,
I don't care about so many people. So
there we go.
What I'm saying is it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't, like, the conversation doesn't even matter, I guess, is the part that kind of is kind of like, whatever.
So the conversation about A&Rs doesn't matter in music.
It doesn't matter.
So what, you answering my question then? You're answering my question.
It doesn't, like, are A&R still going to exist? Yes. Yes, A&Rs exist right now.
I can't tell.
A&R.
I know what you do.
They are always going to exist. Like, if we only look at this from the angle of the most popular industry level thing, and we look at this just from a music industry standpoint, mm-hmm. then we're going to have one type of conversation. But if we're talking about, like, where everything actually lives outside of strictly the industry, but still within the industry, I know that's a very conflicting idea, but it's not.
I follow you, though.
It's always going to exist. Music is always going to be made. People are always going to try to capitalize off of it. So the people that are here today, if they disappeared, they would still be there tomorrow with somebody else would take a place. I just A&Rs will always exist to some degree. Maybe they don't exist to the same degree that they did in popular and, you know, in the industry, if you will, mm-hmm. as they had in the past. I would absolutely agree with that. Do I think it would be better if they did exist? I do. But is that going to come back in that capacity? I don't think that it's going to. And does it need to? I don't know. I mean, probably, yeah. I think A&Ring is less A&Ring, more so music artist development. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, it goes hand in hand, I guess, realistically. But I don't know. I think it's good in general for things, but a lot of times when you try to commercialize everything, there's stuff that gets cut out. And what gets cut out right now is we know that this is going to work. Why spend time on trying to develop somebody when we can just find this person over here that we can cut all that cost and capital, you know, maximize our profits? That is the problem. Capitalism is the problem. I know I always say this, but it's just what it is. It's just what it is. Like, we're having it like, I don't ever agree with that type of argument, you know, like that's going to, you can't fix capitalism. Is the argument that
it's
I would make.
The American way.
It's the American way.
You can't fix it, though. It's just going to continue. So it's like, that's how I'm looking at this. And I think that's why I get bored at the conversation, is because you can't fix it. It's just going to continue to be what it is. And the players are going to move around a little bit. And they're gonna, and we're going to continue to detract and take things away until more people are, more middlemen in different possibilities, or however you want to put it, are cut out, and the product is just going to be what it is right now, which is just content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since it boils down to the corporate structure, rather than trying to fix the problems, you keep hiring people that are supposed to get bigger checks,
right,
without actually fixing the problem. Because you got to fix it from the bottom, not top.
That's just my, I know I went super tangent, but it's
no,
just,
that's cool, bro.
That's just kind of how I feel about that. You know, it's like, yeah, music is, I mean, music is trash, and like MD's making points and Bow Wow's making points, and I agree with both of them, but at the same time, it's like, it doesn't even matter. So
Bow Wow needs to just make his own label.
Yes,
and the artist that's on there, right?
That is absolutely the solution. If you want to change to it, then you can go and you can be independent and you can curate it however you want.
Yeah.
And you know what? For those of you who don't know, A&R stands for Artist and Repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just throwing around terms like everybody knows.
What does repertoire mean?
Oh, he doubled down. He doubled down on that. Jay Moore,
kind of what we were describing earlier in the segment. We were talking about, you know, dressing up and being presentable.
Yeah.
What's in your repertoire?
Yeah.
What's in your bag?
Definitely.
So what you're saying is that they help the people cut the labels off.
Yeah. Your presentation.
Just wear what you got. Wear what you had on when you got off the bus.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
You know what, Lone? To put an end on everything. At the end of the day, you're right, because no matter what the conversations are, I don't see anything that has changed.
Nothing can change.
Nothing can, it's not going to change. It's
and I think part of it is because Bow Wow comes from a time where there really were gatekeepers.
True.
You know, and so when he sees artists,
Bow Wow had to work. As a youngster, to get to the point.
He was discovered at a Snoop Dogg show.
Uh-huh.
Snoop couldn't handle, he didn't have time to develop him.
Right.
Intern handed him over to JD. JD coached him, brought him up, wrote his rhymes for him.
Yep.
Made him an artist. You have Bow Wow. He presented him to the world. Bow Wow became a successful artist. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to do, the internet and things didn't exist for an artist to blow up like that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Essentially, and we talked about this and gave him his props. Soulja Boy is the first artist to capitalize off the internet. You know what I'm saying? That capacity as an adolescent, essentially. You know what I'm saying? So
true.
But I think also, you know, I can say it's a little bit of hate, because think about it.
From who?
Bow Wow.
You think it's a little bit of hate from
because
him?
Because here it is, Bow Wow. You know, he went through all of this. He had to play the game.
Yep.
And then you see
people, other people that don't have to.
You see people who come in and they do things their way, and this is the thing. The people picked. You can get mad at Glorilla or whoever, but the people picked Glorilla.
Time out, real quick. I'm coming to you, Jay Moore. I'm going to challenge that. So could it be, because what you're saying on face value sounds right, maybe he's just hating because he had to go through boot camp. I'm paraphrasing. He had to go through boot camp.
Yeah, and he sees people that just show up with a video that looks like they shot it on iPhones.
Right.
And, you know, the
Beatles. You shoot a good video on an iPhone.
You can.
But, you know,
you can on the Galaxy, too, though.
Bow Wow's day, you had to buy film stock.
But what I'm saying is,
director.
Yeah. But here's my thing, though.
A video might cost you on a low end $300,000.
But look, here's my devil's advocate to that. Can it be, outside of the boot camp concept, can it be that he just cares about the fact that music is trash and everything sounds the same, and he's just saying that?
That's his opinion.
But what I'm saying is, can that be genuine?
It's both. You can hate and still feel that way.
Yeah, and it can be genuine.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Because it's true. I mean, what Bow Wow is saying is true.
Okay. I agree.
But it can still be rooted in a little bit of like bitterness.
A little bit of jealousy.
In the same way where if you ever talk to an older person and they, you know, I had this conversation with my mom the other day and it was kind of a joking conversation, but it was about, you know, like we were talking about my brother decided to take some time off and he's been working constantly since he graduated college for 12 years. And I was like, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
I was like, let him do it. He's like, she said something. I was like, I had to work every day. I was like, so you want people that are younger than you to suffer through the same things that you did?
Yeah,
and I was kind of joking with her. And I was like, nah, screw all that. Like, let him do what he wants to do. But it's the same mindset of like, just because you went through some stuff that was hard, you want it to be worse for the people that are coming up now?
I work at a company just like that right now. That the OGs want you to have it the same way that they had it. Well, times have changed.
Right.
Like, for the better. No, man.
So I don't need to go through that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I mean, you went through that. So I don't have to go through that.
That's the point.
You
know what I'm saying?
Hove did that. So hopefully you don't have to go through that.
I mean, just think about all these artists. Like, because whether it be through because they can do more shows, because they figured out how to work the streaming game, like, these artists are getting caked up. They are living way better than artists who did when they who actually sold things.
Yeah,
true.
Just think about it. This rapper has sold a CD for $18.99, and they're struggling right now.
Their record deal was crap.
Yeah, but and these kids have figured out a way to eat, live, and thrive, and they don't even sell anything
on everything and every aspect. Listen, even the athletes have NIL deals now in college. Remember, that was unheard of.
Lucrative
deals. You was getting kicked out of school. You were getting your scholarships stripped from you. If any boosters was giving you any kind of money.
They treated you like you were a criminal if somebody gave you a couple $100 so you could eat on the weekend.
Come on.
And now Shador Sanders has a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial.
Come on, man.
There's nothing wrong with things getting better.
Nothing wrong with that.
More equitable.
It's like, I got hit by a train, so I want you to get hit by a train, too.
Yes. But at the same time, he's still correct, in my opinion, that music does suck right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we talked about this last week. Maybe some gatekeepers are not necessarily a bad thing to some degree.
Mm-hmm. So what it sounds like is two things can be true. Well, for my brother Bauer,
that's always true.
It's always true.
That's we have this idea that, man, everything's black and white, man.
Yeah,
it's not.
There's some gray in there,
isn't
it?
Gray is always
that's
in there.
That's the problem with people who watch the news now. They think everything's black and white.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Speaking of gray, are we going to talk about that one subject, the subject that cannot be spoken about?
Or spoken?
Speaking.
Speaked
it. Spoke it. Sorry. Spoke it. Spoke it. Sorry.
What are you talking about, man?
Can I do speak?
I mean, there's a Vlad con. Vlad is a hypocrite. Are we really going to talk about Israel and Palestine on the show?
No.
I think I'm going to pass on that. My thing was,
and listen, we don't have to go down that road.
I'm going
to
pass on it.
My question to y'all, the question I was going to pose is, because we talk about.
I will say where I stand in the situation, leave it at that.
For sure.
This is about them, though. You don't have to divulge what, you know, wherever you are. What I'm saying is, Vlad is calling out Drake and Khaled for being just mull on everything, not
we
saying
We literally
anything.
Talked about this last week.
Yeah, we did.
Remember when I was talking about how Drake doesn't politicize or do anything because he's a pop star and doesn't have to.
Yep. But here's my angle. With that, I could be wrong, but has DJ Vlad ever spoken about things that affect
it's not really his role.
No, he's the
He's the person that is supposed to provoke that out of people.
See, maybe I'm looking at him as a content creator / reporter / whatever. So maybe they're different, right? Because you got the person that interviews the artist. So maybe I'm confusing that. But I'm looking at it like, if you're going to sit up on a mountaintop and tell people to be accountable for, you know, their race or religion, and you got 5 million followers or whatever what you do, and you claim to be something, but why don't you speak out against it?
That's nothing compared to Drake's following or DJ Khaled's following.
I feel you, but what I'm saying is...
People aren't cut from the same cloth like that anymore.
But Jay Moore always says we don't need everybody answering everything.
We don't. Right? People aren't cut from that same cloth anymore. Just like back in the day, you had athletes that would take a stand for stuff they believed in.
You did.
You had artists musically... And whatever would take a stand for what they believe in. Nowadays, it's all about getting to the bag, and if it's going to disrupt their bag, they're not going to adjust.
Vlad actually used Tupac as an example. He said, man, could you imagine if Tupac was from, you know, XYZ or whatever side
Tupac
you
want to put it. Was young, black, and didn't give a F.
He wasn't. I agree. But what I'm saying is Vlad used him as an example to try to compare him because
at Tupac's brand was rebellion.
But at Tupac's height, we know where he comes from. Black Panther,
but he still
Zaffini,
spoke
we get
on
that.
It.
He did. So that's what Vlad's jumping out the window saying, Pac would have said.
Khaled and Drake have no rebellion in any part of their brand.
Yeah. I agree.
They are corporate.
I agree.
I don't want to say they're
say it because you're right.
But the
they're industry
is,
plants.
They're,
both
say
of
it.
Them.
I won't even say industry plants. I'll
but
just,
they might be.
They play the game.
Whenever
something comes up to where it has to be some brolic or gangster stuff involved in it, Jay Prince comes and says something.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And you think he's not getting some kickback from that?
For sure. 100%.
You're wrong. So, I mean, as far as being a plant in that nature, possibly.
And it's hard to compare people to Tupac. Tupac was something else.
He was an anomaly.
You know, he's an anomaly.
He was an anomaly. And so, but most artists are told, like, hey, I'm just an artist. Hey, I don't know. I don't talk about politics, man. I don't know about all that. You know, I just, you know.
Lil Wayne don't talk about what he did at one point in time.
When
Katrina happened, he had something to say because it directed what directly affected him and his people.
True.
The question then becomes, is there a responsibility for people at a certain level to become educated and to speak on specific things? Or is it okay if they're not educated to just stay out the way? And is there a certain responsibility for certain types
of... It kind
of
is, you know, because you want to know what you're talking about, because a lot of these people I've seen... Justin Bieber shared a screenshot of Pray for Israel with the backdrop was actually a bomb Gaza picture.
Right.
So it's like you're just sharing stuff because it's popular to do. And that's what this whole situation, in my personal opinion, is about: people sharing things because it's the popular thing to do, and they're not doing any of the education on the subject of what's actually going on in Palestine and Israel to know what the actual facts are.
Let me ask you this.
I agree.
So it's the, and I want to make sure I phrase this correctly. It's the not being well versed in the situation, which you allude to all the time.
Yeah.
Not being well versed, not knowing what's actually going on. But there are some people that just, and I'm trying to stop to some people, but you know, give me a few shows.
Yeah.
but I say that to say, there's a faction of people that want to hear from them just to say, hey, prayers for whatever side they are, quote unquote, aligned with, religiously aligned with. So, you know, there's one thing to be ignorant on the topic, but there's another thing just to throw out, I guess you whatever you want to call it, bland or whatever, just a general statement saying, yo, prayers for. I don't think that responsibility should be placed on these rappers that are just doing whatever, but I'm seeing a lot of pushback from people that want that for some reason.
Because they've never said anything about anything that's happened.
Exactly.
The whole time that they've been in the limelight.
And Malcolm X, you ever seen a video with him talking about, he was going in on my boy Dick Gregory, rest in peace to both of them, where he's talking about you can't put any faith or whatever into athletes.
No, he talked about how we,
and all that type
we
of stuff.
As black people,
right?
We're the only community that asked for our.
We look at them as leaders
and athletes to be political leaders.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and so, like, to a certain extent, I'm like, look, I understand that DJ Khaled might be the most
goofy,
famous Palestinian person in the world. But that doesn't make him learned on what's going
on. Because he's not.
Because
I think he's totally oblivious and beyond. Maybe not. He lives. When I say oblivious, I mean I don't want to hear. I don't need to hear from him.
If he lives in Miami Beach and wears $300,000 watches,
does he identify as a Palestinian?
Yeah. At the same time, that doesn't make him an expert on anything that's going on.
He also identifies as a Muslim, and I saw him on a boat during Ramadan with like chicks and chicken everywhere. So it's like,
you can't have chicks or chicken.
Not on Ramadan. Not during Ramadan, you can't.
I ain't no Muslim, but the chicken, no. I know that's wrong.
You can't be out here Ramadan with chicken.
Come on, man.
Chill.
That don't add up, though, but chill.
Yeah. I know.
I kind of agree with that. I think it would be nice if people that had the type of power that Drake and Khaled actually do hold, if they were educated on these type of situations and they, you know, they could speak on it from that angle. But at the same time, I don't want them to talk about it if they don't know.
Right. Well, this is the part that comes into play of privilege. They're privileged to not have to say anything.
Right.
And that's another reason why you aren't on Mike's level, because Mike didn't have to say anything either.
So did
he made a point whenever he could to speak on injustices of people, whether it be his own or somebody else that he's seen being mistreated
around the world.
That was his thing and put his money behind it. So that's why you cannot be considered an artist like Mike is.
Yeah.
There's just no depth to Drake.
None.
And you know what? If there's no depth in him, then don't ask him any questions.
Don't ask him no questions. Yeah. And like I said, I don't really mind that. Because, I mean, I don't see Drake having the answers.
No,
he's Drake, not Sway.
He doesn't have the answers. I'm not coming to him for those those answers.
Same way as Kanye also did not have the answers. Yeah. And we did not need to go to him for those.
So Khaled, it might come off as tacky to some other Palestinians for him to just be out here promoting his records when all this is going on. But what else do you expect from him? This is why you even know who he is.
So,
if you didn't ask him to care 3 or 4 years ago, because, you know, there's been things going on in Palestine this whole time. You know, y'all are just paying attention now.
Come on, man. Talk to him.
If you didn't ask him any questions, then don't ask him any questions.
That's my only issue that I have with all of the prayers for Israel and all that stuff, because what happened was horrible.
Yes.
100%.
But at the same time, like, those same people, what are they saying with all of this, you know, the last 14 years or the last 50 years of the entire, you know, plus of the occupation? Nothing.
Since 1947.
Like, you're not saying anything.
Yeah. Where were your prayers when, you know, literally the Israeli military journalist?
I mean,
I'm just pointing out one specific thing, and
they admitted they did it and there was no justice.
Yes.
Where was your outrage then?
Bro, more Palestinians have died this year at the hands of Israel than vice versa.
Yes. Even before this attack happened.
Yes.
And there was even, they knew that this attack was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's almost like they were waiting for it to happen so that they could level them.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to actually be, you know what I'm saying, versed on what's going on, read more than what the surface level was giving you and what the media is telling you.
Yes, our media.
Because it's deeper than that.
Our media is very much programmed to do the same thing that happened 20 some years ago, you know, and that's just to ignore a lot of just crucial facts about the regions.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and that's not a good thing.
And plus, you know, we're all vested because we pay taxes and our taxes go to Israel.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah. A whole lot of it is about to go over there too.
Drake's father said he supports his son's.
What else is he going to say? He pays all his bills.
Come on now. If you say something about this one, you're going to get criticized.
My dad.
If you say
something about
someone else, you're going to get criticized.
That's the responsibility of being a grown up and having opinions.
The best way, stay out of it, is what he said.
Yeah,
that's privilege.
That's absolutely what that is.
Yeah.
If I have the privilege of not speaking on black issues in America.
Yeah. You do.
I can talk about them. I'm not black. I'm just saying it's the same thing with the Palestine thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
That's real.
Shout out to this segment going to get demonetized.
It's whatever, man. It's free Palestine.
I mean, we haven't said anything that's not fact, though.
Yeah, but you know what? They still, like, they have snatched whole YouTube channels that show the other side of the argument.
Yeah.
You know, which is very, very sad. and you know, people who've been online talking about this issue for 15 years,
yeah,
and now all of a sudden, you know, they feel like, okay, we got to snatch this whole YouTube yeah. channel down.
Yeah,
we need to get for real anything, about a whole lot of this crazy, stuff, man, because it's almost embarrassing how people just really don't pay attention to what's going mm-hmm. on and just take everything for face value or what somebody told them, whether that be the news or whether it be the religion that you practice.
The news is, I've openly said this, the news is depressing to me, and I fight with watching it versus not watching it because I want to be aware of what's going on. But I also know how to fall back and be quiet when certain conversations start because I'm not that well versed in it. Lona tell you, I'll ask him 1,000 questions about, you know, what's going on, if there's something that I saw in the news. I have no problem saying that because I know I'm not educated or well versed on it. And you have a lot of people that'll just have diarrhea at the mouth. You don't even know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just I have no problem falling back and just, no, sometimes you gotta lay in the cut and learn and listen.
And sometimes you just gotta realize when you're wrong.
Yeah. Just say that you're wrong.
Look, I'll never forget. I was at a friend's, you know, little gathering, and it was that year that Terrell Owens was playing for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole situation, I was like, well, no, this is gonna go like this and dot dot da da. And, you know, I'm thinking I have a little knowledge about NFL free agency and contracts because I played the franchise on John Madden.
Yeah.
And like the guy just had to stop me and say, I'm a sports agent. And so
I
just had to shut the F up.
There you go. Accountability, self-awareness.
Hey, yeah. Straight up. Owens just got hit by a car today, too.
What?
Yeah,
I hope he's all right.
Yeah, I hope he's everything's all right there.
Got hit by a guy.
Yeah, look that.
That's random in a
But you know what? But you know what's really crazy? Just getting back, and I don't know. Maybe this top put a bow on it or not.
Yeah.
But you know, remember, you know, this whole thing that's happening over in that particular region.
Yeah.
It started on Columbus Day.
Mm. I feel like you got a bar ready.
I'm just sorry. You know, it's just crazy to say. You know, people are like, oh yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know now there's this whole retcon of Columbus Day, and we don't F with Columbus because of his colonizer ways. I'm like, yeah, but then they were like, well, you know, I support Israel.
Though.
I'm like,
mm-hmm. Look at Lowe.
What do you know about colonization?
Yeah, Talk to him.
But hey, you know, y'all are not ready. A lot of you are not ready for those conversations.
Tough.
They're trying to eradicate an entire people, man.
Yeah, there was a very famous person by the name of Nelson Mandela that was against all of this stuff that's going on right
now. True indeed.
This is true.
But he was also still on a terrorist watch list while we had a black president.
Yeah.
After we had a black president.
Tough. Yeah. Tough.
But, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, hey, man, you know what? You know what's really hard? When you read.
Listen.
Did you listen to people who are smarter than you?
Come on, man. Pay attention to this.
This next political,
you know, this next political cycle that's about to come through, man, make sure y'all learn what's going on.
You know, and you're
because
not just,
a lot of people ain't for you.
And you're just not reposting something that you saw a celebrity say?
Yeah.
Wow, man. It's incredible what you can learn.
And it gets around.
When you try.
Man.
It gets around election time.
The more you know.
This is going to be the nastiest election we have ever
had. Man, it's going to be nasty.
Around election time.
I just need to take all the TVs at my house.
Lone is going to be my filter during election time. I'm running everything.
Look, man, this is challenge number two for the day.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you where to look.
Yeah.
But you know, like.
Yeah, it's about to get real spooky.
To a degree. You know, yeah. a healthy attention. You know what I mean? Because you can definitely overdo yourself.
But once again, it's like the same thing I've talked about on more than one occasion is there's only so much we can do because a lot of people in America and around the world are married to their ideas and opinions.
Yeah,
they just don't date them. I will drop an opinion or an idea as soon as I get some more information.
There you go. Yeah. Until it transitions into fact,
you know. So, and even when it, you know, and like I said, you can update your facts.
You can,
because the reality of what happens can be updated by the situations that happen around said facts.
Yeah,
you know. So, like I am always open to new ideas. I'm always open to new information. I just have to have the intelligence to discern exactly how I'm going to formulate my worldview. And I think a lot of you get your worldview from celebrities and you get your worldview from your social media and what seems to be trending at the time.
Or Aunt Judy.
Or some crazy email forwards from your uncle that drinks too much Jack Daniels at Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you.
Dang.
That's
that
true.
Was so specific
it's
right
facts.
There.
It's facts. I have family members like that. I'm just saying. So.
You know, so I'm just saying, like, this whole thing that's happening in Palestine, like, you posted a video yesterday.
Yeah.
On, and I was like, oh, okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Shorty was in her bag. Shout out to that young lady.
I split that video up intentionally.
Mm. So
cut it into four segments so people could see that.
Shout out to Shorty. I do not know her name, but she was bars.
Yeah.
And it was things that you could all look up if you
can look up all of this information.
Time.
Facts, everything man. Is readily available to you.
Like that's the thing.
In real time.
This is a nasty thing about American society, and it's probably all over the world, but I'm just saying what I see here is we have debates about things you can look up in books.
Come on, man.
Tough. That's tough.
Yeah. You can't own a piece of land and have somebody else occupying it as well.
You shouldn't be able to.
But
then there's South Africa and the United States of America and...
Well, just the world.
Yeah, just the world, you know. And you know, the crazy thing is this is... The thing is, all the Jewish people that are in Israel are there because there are places in Europe and part of us didn't want them there. So we're like, okay, just go over there and you can mess with those other people we don't care for.
Yeah, they stole somebody's land and put the Jewish people there.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know.
I mean, it's long history.
I'm sorry, it is long history
and it's very complicated.
I know, y'all came and listened to talk about rap music, but sometimes we got to say some things.
Man, the world turns.
There were songs called Self-Destruction and
man.
We Are the World and man. Hands Across America.
Hey, man, this is what great music, you know, great music represents the times.
Yeah, man.
That's you know? A good point.
So, man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but we're not going to get that from any of these artists.
Nah.
They don't
really care about us. He had to censor that song because he had a barn
things in there. He needed to censor. We love Mike, but...
You probably can't find... Can you find the OG version?
If you bought the first album.
Yeah, you can find it.
Okay.
Yeah. It depends on who you listen to, man. Odyssey's got some great records.
He does.
But the artist... Like, it used to be popular artists wanted to say something.
Yeah.
You know...
Just $1 below 2K. That's the amount I'm flying with. One more buck and the law comes out and they all want to know about why I'm rich. I'm not rich. I'm just on the way back to this land that needs this grip. You give yours to a charity fund. I give mine to a cuz that's sick.
Bars.
I can keep going. Al Wasta is a great album. But yeah, I mean.
Hey man, put some respect on my man's name with this hip hop stuff. Man. Stop playing.
You know.
Yeah. That's it right there, Long. All right, man. I know we got. I think we, by my calculations, we got a few minutes left. So,
you more,
dude? Long, you want to Google any?
You
want me to do bad topics?
Yeah. Again? Can you find? Can you run through?
I got
else?
One more real quick.
Talk to me.
I think we did that at the beginning of the show.
Did y'all see the funny Marco interview where G Herbo and Southside? Pretty much disrespecting him the whole time.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see that.
And they said it was a setup. I don't know.
That was bad.
Scripted?
Man, I don't know.
I didn't see it, but I saw it come across my timeline.
It was bad.
I can't speak on
it. It was bad.
Bad?
What's
there was no respect.
What you got, Long?
What's the worst hip-hop news gossip site out there? Or one that shared. What was the one we did last week? I can't remember.
Okay, Star Hip Hop.
No, OK Player. Don't disrespect OK Player.
I think he was on OK Player.
That wasn't OK Player.
Here's some trash hip hop news. Sexy Red is with Child.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, let's go back to Lone's list.
Now, I don't know why anybody would be surprised that a rapper who raps
hot
about
new hip hop.
There you go.
Having unprotected sex with drug dealers and be like, oh, I can't believe she's pregnant.
Hey.
I think Terry was bothered when he found out
why?
He was pregnant.
Why?
I don't know.
Terry would not be bothered with such things.
I don't need anything. I go home to somebody.
I heard that.
That might be you.
No, it ain't me.
You might need something.
I don't need. Trust me, I'm
Boosie
not.
And BG
nah, I'm covered.
Are working on a collaborative album.
Stealing my thunder, man.
The white person has to read it.
Yeah, yeah.
The white person has to read it. You know that.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Let the white person read it. Go ahead, white person.
Well, Jaymo already said it. Boosie, Badass, and BG are working on a collaborative album.
Yeah, it sounds.
I ain't mad at it.
I don't know if you guys are interested in that, but I'm not.
I ain't mad at it.
I don't care.
I ain't mad at it.
Louisiana Connection?
Yeah, I ain't mad at it.
Okay, next.
Halle Bailey and DDG Glow in all black ensembles at Glamour's Woman's OTY Awards.
And she looked like she with child.
Yeah, and I don't care about this.
Well, okay. Wait a minute. Does anybody know any of DDG Glow?
I just know he with her.
Yeah, I don't know nothing else.
Hold on.
He better get that Disney money.
Do we have a Will Smith statement?
Oh, no, he was trolling.
No, he was trolling.
He's trolled a couple times in the past couple of days.
Well, good for Will.
Yeah.
Trying to find some happiness in this world.
What else you got, Long?
He's on his pursuit of happiness.
I see you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
What you got, Long?
Megan Thee Stallion is hooking up with Blueface is old news.
I don't care.
Oh, so their music is old news, so let's move on.
No, I think it was something else different. I think it might have involved some... Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I don't care about that.
Me either. DJ Academics theorizes.
I don't care.
Jada Pinkett Smith has CTE.
I don't care.
Who knocks her upside the head?
Scroll past that one. Anything with fam,
Does he understand how you get CTE?
Somebody apparently just banged her against the head really hard.
Oh, okay.
He's an idiot. I don't care.
She's going to say it was Tupac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's in the book. Julia Fox explains why she ended things with Kanye West.
I don't care.
No care.
Julia Fox.
She was the other white girl, the one that he didn't marry.
Yeah. The gym's chick.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. We don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, she was dirt road.
Yeah.
T.I. and Tiny earned significant victory amid case with Sabrina Peterson.
Shout out to them. Yeah. Shout out to T.I. and Tiny for that.
What did Sabrina say? They wouldn't
hog tying, I guess.
Yeah, they weren't doing the hog tying.
One of those situations. No,
they were hog tying people in the bedroom.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah. That's what they were claiming.
Yeah. They weren't hog tying.
They weren't hog tying, evidently.
Yeah. Shout out to hog tie. Yeah.
Shout out to them for that. Yeah. Why would I hog tie?
Yeah. Did Lil Yachty diss Lil Uzi Vert? Uncensored leak says yes.
I don't care. Who cares? I don't care.
Who's got the best nail polish of both of those guys?
Is that the beef with the beef?
I guess.
Okay. I don't care. Well,
Ice Spice inspires Trisha Paytas. Potosis.
Who is that?
Hot pink fashion statement.
Potosis.
That sounds like a disease.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
I don't want that patosis.
Yeah, the mouth.
It sounds like something you get on your toes.
We don't care about.
Just rotten.
Definitely don't care about potosis.
Okay, well, skip that one. Jeannie Mae removes last name Jenkins from IG amid Jeezy divorce.
Yeah,
she hurt.
Man, she hurt.
She hurt.
But you on out the house.
Take care of the baby. That's all I care about. I don't care about the rest.
Ruby Rose claims she's single in new thirst trap after kissing Mysterious Man. Sorry.
Mystery
Man.
I don't care.
I don't even know who Ruby Rose is. She looks like a superhero.
Yeah, she got a little nasty rap song out there.
I got you.
Yeah, I don't care.
Funk Flex puts Maintenance Man on blast in odd video. Listen to this lion. The producer isn't so sure that the man claiming to blow out his sprinklers had good intentions.
What?
I don't even know what this is, but I
didn't
don't.
Didn't Tyler, their creator, rhyme about this?
Yeah, he did. Me and Flex looking on the internet.
Looking for that.
I'm cool.
In Essex. Let's see. Tay-Keith reacts to helping Drake with another number one hit.
Who?
Tay-Keith. Not to be confused with Little Tay.
I'm Lil Tay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Metro Boomin teases future collab album once again.
All right, I'm here for it.
Okay. Carly Russell interviews Candace Owens. Oh, it may happen. Carly Russell interview with Candace Owens may happen.
I'll probably watch that one.
Is this before or after she goes to jail?
Before she goes to jail. She's saying that she'll pay her $18,000 restitution that she owes.
All right. First of all,
I don't really care about this.
That's fine. Baby, why'd you leave your wig in the street?
Listen, she said she wants her to come on the show and tell her where exactly she was when she was missing. She wants to know.
She was at the Red Roof Inn eating Twizzlers.
Red Roof Inn? Wow.
Did she get her a Little Caesars?
She had some Cheez-Its.
Little Caesars pizza.
You know, stuff you can get out of a vending machine.
Yeah. $5 holla now. Mm-hmm. Get you a whole pizza. You know that, right?
I'm going to say this right into the camera. Nobody should ever talk to Candace Owens again. Let her just dissolve into a...
I don't care how much money she get y'all. Don't talk to Candace.
It's too late.
Just let her dissolve into nothingness.
And it's so, because she's so fine.
Then Candace Owens lying.
Yeah, she ain't bad looking. She ain't a nice woman at all.
Let's not, you know, for whatever all her reasons,
she
all
right.
She's not nice with it.
She cool.
You know.
She cool.
Her teeth are all the same color. She got nice cheekbones.
Yeah. She ain't got a wood-colored tooth.
Yeah.
You know. She cool.
She seemed like she still go to a black hairstylist.
No, I don't know about that.
It don't be too bad.
You see some of these.
It'd be rough around the edges.
You see some of these people that kick it like that, and you could tell they don't go see the lady.
I don't know about that.
Man, I don't think she likes black people.
I don't think she likes black people either. And her and her brutician definitely ain't black.
Man, I don't know. I'll give her that.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but go ahead, I've heard her talk before. So,
well, so have I.
Pross claims his former lawyer used AI to craft closing arguments. What's a new trial?
Dog, you going to jail? You need to come up with something better than
you
that.
You went to jail because AI took you there?
No, you went to jail because you took all that money from that man.
You going to jail?
You knew what you was doing.
Yeah, you going to jail, bro?
You better hope. Lauren throw you another bone.
Better hope so.
Lauren got it. She got to stay out of jail herself.
Don't be disrespectful.
First of all, she ain't a suspect as prize.
Thank you. The Fugees are a whole criminal organization.
Don't do that.
Between Lauren went to jail, Pros getting ready to go, Wyclef tried to steal the presidency of Haiti.
Don't do that.
There's a whole lot going on there. Oh, you want to talk about
Fugees, man? They the Fugees.
This is so disrespectful.
I'm sorry. You can't. You can look it up.
This is the score. Literally.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh,
how about this? Jada Pinkett claims Tupac would have divorced her.
So once again, she's trying to embarrass Will by saying he's not man enough to kick her to the curb.
Constantly, man. Go away.
Shout out to Will, man. Will, listen, real quick. You're a super mega, super, super mega movie star, super mega, bruh. You don't have to go through all this, fam.
Like, we support you.
Yeah, go ahead and cut this off, man. Let Shorty sell the book, man. Get on the
Apparently,
body,
they
man.
Didn't have a prenup either, so Will was worth about $350 million, and Jada's worth about $50 million. So we're at
I'm sorry, but then that's enough for her to live
this,
on.
This is one of them situations where it's cheaper to keep
her. And goofy-ass kids are grown.
The kids are grown.
Yeah, they grown. But that adds insult to injury. If I'm cutting you a check, half of my $350
million, and you already and
you
got
out
50?
Here being scandalous out here, running my business to the street.
That's the ultimate lick.
You need to go ahead and stay married.
I apologize. Stay there, man. Stay there.
Now, Will Smith's kids reportedly feel bad for him amid Jada Pinkett revelation.
They should feel bad for their dad.
They feel like the rest of us. They don't want to know this man.
Yeah, tired of seeing this man getting what
That's
you say earlier.
That's why that boy wore that damn white bat suit to Kanye wedding.
No, he got other problems.
Stem from that house.
When they say kids, they probably talking about the son that Will Smith had with his first wife.
Man, them damn
he should have stayed with.
That damn house, them damn house he was in had him attending weddings with a white Batman suit on.
And that's so old, man. And it stems from that house.
I've always said Will Smith should have stayed in that first bad marriage.
Oh, it stems from that.
Because I remember his wife. I remember seeing in Jet Magazine his wife Cherie Zampino. Now,
she was pretty.
That woman was a fox. I agree. Yeah, she's way better than Jada.
Will, stay strong, man. It's cheap to keep it.
Why didn't he try to get with Nia Long?
Now that was the play.
Why didn't he just say, you know what, I'm gonna be? Because literally, he called Jada right when his first wife filed for divorce. Dog, take some time to be with yourself.
Come on, man.
What movie? Hindsight, you know.
What movie was out then? He ain't had to call her.
Yeah,
whatever the movie was, he ain't had to call her.
No, because he was just about to do Independence Day.
He ain't had to call her.
No, he could have stayed on his own.
Man. But he got,
hindsight 2020.
He got two good kids out of it. So
no, he got one good kid from his first wife. He got a couple. He got a couple of weird Twilight Zones out of his second.
Wow. 150 comments.
No, I'm sorry.
He got a couple space babies.
Yeah, he got the kid showing up in a Batman suit and the daughter who's weird.
She's talented though, bro. Don't do
Is
that.
She
both
really?
Both, I mean, both of them are talented. Both of them are talented.
I mean, you got to understand the household they grew up in. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff
but you
going
know what
on.
What
both of them talented though, bro.
Is he going to be in A-list movies with Jackie Chan and them if he's not Will Smith's son? No.
Man, listen, man. They both talented though, bro. Don't
he was
do
actually
that.
A good karate kid. His daddy produced it too, so that helps.
Now the movie when they was in the spaceship, and
I watched it.
I actually liked that.
What was the name of that?
After
movie?
Earth.
It was straight.
Yeah, I like that. Straight.
That's the one that he wanted to get emancipated because it wasn't as a hit like he wanted to be.
I'd be like, do you realize you'd be doing Tubi movies if Will Smith wasn't your father?
I hate to tell him.
Jay Moore really don't like.
I watched that movie and I'm a sci-fi nerd.
Yeah,
that's my genre.
Yeah,
Will was good in it.
Will was good in everything he's in.
Thank you.
Mr. Young Smith.
Young Batman?
White Batman.
He was average.
Yeah.
Will was good in that mug, wasn't he?
He was.
I agree.
Will is great at what he does.
He is. And that's why further lets me know that he should be out here.
He's a legend,
not worrying about what's going on.
He is. I am legend.
He is that, man.
He's out here. He's about to be a legend times two.
That's right.
So
we with you, Will.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
Tsukiyama breaks down in tears on Love and Hip Hop over people bringing up her past life. She wants to be respected.
Boo!
Good luck with that.
Yeah. You got her busting it wide open on the MTV red carpet, tooting your ass all in there, and then you want to be respected.
You don't sit your ass down somewhere.
Sit your narrow ass down somewhere.
You better, look, this is your brand now, and you better embrace it or just go away.
Now you're trying to call her a bitch.
Your ass went to the UK, walk around them sophisticated women talking about you want to get your scratched.
Now you want somebody to look at you different. You don't sit your ass down somewhere.
Narrow ass down somewhere.
And it's gonna be some pro black people in the comments like we selling out. Forget y'all.
Hey man,
brush your teeth.
Respect. Like and subscribe. That's stupid.
That's right. Brush your teeth and like and subscribe. This is new old heads.
You're supposed to look out
become
for the,
a Patreon.
You're supposed to look out for the sisters. Man, if y'all don't sit down somewhere,
you don't
man.
Sit down somewhere and order me a double burger with cheese.
Yeah.
Your punk ass.
And bacon.
I ain't want no bacon.
I want some on mine. I'm sorry. All right, man.
On that note.
Yeah. NewOldHeads.com for all the education you need this year. We appreciate the support as always. Shout out to the chat if you stuck around. We appreciate you.
We out here.
And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
In a minute.